Here is a weather bulletin. Hurricane Estelle Advisory number 25. National Weather Service, Honolulu, Hawaii, 5 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, Tuesday, July 22, 1986. Hurricane Estelle, 390 miles southeast of the Big Island of Hawaii. Gale warnings are effective at 5 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time for the Big Island of Hawaii. A hurricane watch and a high surf advisory remain in effect for Hawaii, Maui, Lanai, Molokai, Oahu, Kauai, and Niihau. Gale force winds 39 miles per hour or more are expected to begin this afternoon on the Big Island. Local terrain effects can intensify winds and gusts may be significantly higher. Dangerous surf conditions are also expected along the east and southeast shores of the Big Island. Residents should take safety precautions immediately. For details on specific action requirements and recommendations, listen to local statements issued by the Hawaii County Civil Defense and the Weather Service Office at Hilo. At 2 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time, the center of Hurricane Estelle was estimated to be 390 miles southeast of Hilo and 600 miles southeast of Honolulu near latitude 16.9 north and longitude 149.8 west, moving towards the west at 23 miles per hour. Forecast movements, direction, and speed are only estimates and will not be absolutely precise. Persons on the Big Island should be prepared to take quick action if the storm moves closer than expected. The hurricane position is estimated to be accurate within 50 miles. Strongest sustained winds are estimated to be 115 miles per hour with gusts to 145 miles per hour near the center. Hurricane force winds 74 miles per hour extend outward 60 miles from the center. Gale force winds 39 miles per hour extend outward 170 miles from the center. Remember, the effects of hurricanes are far-reaching. Do not concentrate on the center position alone, as the effects of Estelle extend outward 170 miles or more from the center. Repeating, the 2 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time position, 16.9 north, 149.8 west. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center will continue to monitor the progress of Estelle. The next regular advisory on Hurricane Estelle will be issued at 11 a.m. Hawaii Standard Time or sooner if necessary. Here is a national weather summary. National Weather Service, Kansas City, Missouri, 2:52 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Wednesday, October 22, 1986. A pleasant day in the east. A high pressure area over western North Carolina brought sunny skies and mild temperatures to much of the Atlantic coastal states today, with early afternoon temperature readings mainly in the 60s and 70s, with readings in the lower 80s over the Florida Peninsula. Sunshine also prevailed over the plateau and the Pacific coast. Temperatures across this region range from the 40s and 50s over the Pacific Northwest to the upper 60s and 70s over the desert Southwest and Central and Southern California. Temperatures in the 60s and 70s were also common from the Great Lakes across the Ohio, Tennessee, and lower Mississippi valleys to the Southern Plains. In contrast, cool weather dominated from the Northern and Central Plains to the Rockies, where readings were only in the 40s and 50s. Early this afternoon, rain was scattered from the Central Plains across the Middle and Lower Mississippi Valley to the Southeast Plains. Rain was also falling over parts of the Central Rockies and Central Florida. Heavier rainfall during the past 6 hours ending at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time included 2/3 of an inch at Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Joplin, Missouri, around 1/2 inch at Maynard, Missouri, Casper, Wyoming, and Houston, Texas, and 1/3 of an inch at Ainsworth and Norfolk, Nebraska, and Springfield, Missouri. Rainfall amounts in excess of 3 inches fell across parts of western and central Oklahoma last night. Flood warnings were in effect for the North Fork of the Red River and the Washita River. Floodings of farmlands and rural roads along the rivers will occur this afternoon. And now, the national weather forecast for Thursday. Rain will extend from the middle Mississippi Valley across the southern Great Lakes, the Tennessee and Ohio valleys to New England. Showers and thunderstorms are likely over central and eastern Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur over parts of the mid and south Atlantic coastal states and Alabama. Rain showers will linger over the east central plains and the central Rockies, with widely scattered showers over the Sierra Nevada and the northern California coast. Much of the nation will have high temperatures in the 60s and 70s. Readings in the 40s and 50s will extend from the northern New England across the Great Lakes to much of the northern and central plains and over parts of the northern plateau. High temperatures will warm into the 80s over the Florida Peninsula, the lower Rio Grande Valley, and parts of the desert southwest.
Hurricane Estelle advisory number 25 issued by the National Weather Service, Honolulu, Hawaii, at 5 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, Tuesday, July 22, 1986. Hurricane Estelle, 390 miles southeast of the Big Island of Hawaii. Gale warnings are effective at 5 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time for the Big Island of Hawaii. A hurricane watch and a high surf advisory remain in effect for Hawaii, Maui, Lanai, Molokai, Oahu, Kauai, and Niihau. Gale force winds, 39 miles an hour or more, are expected to begin this afternoon on the Big Island. Local terrain effects can intensify. Winds and gusts may be significantly higher. Dangerous surf conditions are also expected along the east and southeast shores of the Big Island. Residents should take safety precautions immediately. For details on specific action requirements and recommendation, listen to local statements issued by the Hawaii County Civil Defense and the Weather Service Office at Hilo. At 2 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time, the center of Hurricane Estelle was estimated to be 390 miles southeast of Hilo and 600 miles southeast of Honolulu, near latitude 16.9 north and longitude 149.8 west, moving towards the west at 23 miles an hour. Forecast movements, direction, and speed are only estimates and will not be absolutely precise. Person on the Big Island should be prepared to take quick action if the storm moves closer than expected. The hurricane position is estimated to be accurate within 50 miles. Strongest sustained winds are estimated to be 115 miles an hour with gusts to 145 miles an hour near the center. Hurricane force winds, 74 miles per hour, extend outward 60 miles from the center. Gale force winds, 39 miles an hour, extend outward 170 miles from the center. Remember, the effects of hurricanes are far-reaching. Do not concentrate on a center position alone, as the effects of Estelle extend outward 170 miles or more from the center. Repeating, the 2 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time position, 16.9 north, 149.8 west. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center will continue to monitor the progress of Estelle. The next regular advisory on Hurricane Estelle will be issued at 11 a.m. Hawaiian Standard Time or sooner if necessary. Here is the National Weather Summary issued by the National Weather Service, Kansas City, Missouri at 2:52 p.m. Central Daylight Time, Wednesday, October 22, 1986. A pleasant day in the east. High pressure over western North Carolina brought sunny skies and mild temperatures to much of the Atlantic coastal states. Early afternoon readings were mainly in the 60s and 70s, with reading in the lower 80s over the Florida Peninsula. Sunshine also prevailed over the plateau and the Pacific coast. Temperatures across the region ranged from the 40s and 50s of the Pacific Northwest to the upper 60s and 70s over the desert southwest in central and southern California. Temperatures in the 60s and 70s were also common from the Great Lakes across Ohio, Tennessee, and lower Mississippi valleys to the southern plains. In contrast, cool weather was the rule from the northern and central plains to the Rockies. Readings were only in the 40s and 50s. Early this afternoon, rain was scattered from the central plains across the middle and lower Mississippi Valley to the southeast plains. Rain was also falling over parts of the central Rockies and central Florida. Heavier rainfall during the 6 hours ending at 1 p.m. Central Daylight Time included 2/3 of an inch at Fayetteville, Arkansas, and Joplin, Missouri, around 1/2 inch at Monet, Missouri, Casper, Wyoming, and Houston, Texas, 1/3 of an inch at Ainsworth, Nebraska, Springfield, Missouri, and Norfolk, Nebraska. Rainfall amounts in excess of 3 inches fell across parts of western and central Oklahoma last night. Flood warnings were in effect for the North Fork of the Red River and the Washita River. Flooding of farmlands and rural roads along the river will occur this afternoon. The National Weather Forecast for Thursday. Rain will extend from the middle Mississippi Valley across the southern Great Lakes, the Tennessee and Ohio Valley to New England. Showers and thunderstorms are likely over central and eastern Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur over parts of the mid and south Atlantic coastal states and Alabama. Rain showers will linger over the east central plains and the central Rockies, with widely scattered showers over the Sierra Nevada and the Northern California coast. Much of the nation will have highs in the 60s and 70s. Reading in the 40s and 50s will extend from northern New England across the Great Lakes to much of the northern and central plains and over parts of the northern plateau. High temperatures will warm into the 80s over the Florida Peninsula, the lower Rio Grande Valley, and parts of the desert southwest.
Good morning. Hurricane Estelle Advisory number 25 issued by National Weather Service, Honolulu, Hawaii, Tuesday, July 22, 1986. Hurricane Estelle, 390 miles southeast of the Big Island of Hawaii. Gale warnings are effective at 5 a.m. for the Big Island of Hawaii, and a hurricane watch and high surf advisory remain in effect for Hawaii, Maui, Lanai, Molokai, Oahu, Kauai, and Niihau. Gale force winds of 39 miles per hour or more are expected to begin this afternoon on the Big Island. Local terrain effects can intensify winds and gusts may be significantly higher. Dangerous surf conditions are also expected along the east and southeast shores of the Big Island. Residents should take safety precautions immediately. For details on Pacific action requirements and recommendations, listen to local statements issued by the Hawaii County Civil Defense and the Weather Service Office at Hilo. At 2 a.m., the center of Hurricane Estelle was estimated to be 390 miles southeast of Hilo and 600 miles southeast of Honolulu, near latitude 16.9 north and longitude 149.8 west, moving toward the west at 23 miles per hour. Forecast movements. Direction and speed are only estimates and will not be absolutely precise. Persons on the Big Island should be prepared to take quick action if the storm moves closer than expected. The hurricane position is estimated to be accurate within 50 miles. Strongest sustained winds are estimated to be 150 miles per hour, with gusts to 145 miles per hour near the center. Hurricane force winds are 74 miles per hour and extend outward 60 miles from the center. Gale force winds are 39 miles per hour and extend outward 170 miles from the center. Remember, the effects of hurricanes are far-reaching. Do not concentrate on the center position alone, as the effects of Estelle extend outward 170 miles or more from the center. Repeating, the 2 a.m. position is 16.9 north and 149.8 west. The Central Pacific Hurricane Center will continue to monitor the progress of Estelle. The next regular advisory on Hurricane Estelle will be issued at 11 a.m. or sooner if necessary. Good afternoon. For you that are interested in the weather across the states, here is the National Weather Summary for Wednesday, October 22, 1986. Today was pleasant over most of the eastern coastal states. A high pressure over western North Carolina brought sunny skies and mild temperatures to much of the Atlantic coastal states. Early afternoon temperature readings were mainly in the 60s and 70s, with readings in the lower 80s over the Florida peninsula. Sunshine also prevailed over the plateau and the Pacific coast. Temperatures across the region ranged from the 40s and 50s over the Pacific Northwest to the upper 60s and 70s over the desert Southwest and central and southern California. Temperatures in the 60s and 70s were also common from the Great Lakes across the Ohio, Tennessee, and lower Mississippi valleys to the southern plains. In contrast, cool weather was the rule for the northern and central plains to the Rockies. Readings were only in the 40s and 50s. Early this afternoon, rain was scattered from the central plains across the middle and lower Mississippi Valley to the southeast plains. Rain was also falling over parts of the central Rockies as well as central Florida. Heavier rainfall during the 6 hours ending at 1 p.m. included 2/3 of an inch at Fayetteville, Arizona and Joplin, Missouri, around a half inch at Monett, Missouri, Casper, Wyoming and Houston, Texas, and 1/3 of an inch at Ainsworth and Norfolk, Nebraska and Springfield, Missouri. Rainfall amounts in excess of 3 inches fell across parts of western and central Oklahoma last night, causing flood warnings to be issued for the North Fork of the Red River and the Washita River. Flooding of farmlands and rural roads along the rivers will occur this afternoon. Following is the national weather forecast for Thursday. Rain will extend from the middle Mississippi Valley across the southern Great Lakes, the Tennessee and Ohio valleys, to New England. Showers and thunderstorms are likely over central and eastern Texas and the lower Mississippi Valley. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur over parts of the mid and south Atlantic coastal states, as well as Alabama. Rain showers will linger over the east central plains and the central Rockies, with widely scattered showers over the Sierra Nevada and northern California coast. Much of the nation will have high temperatures in the 60s and 70s, with readings in the 40s and 50s extending from the northern New England across the Great Lakes to much of the northern and central plains and over parts of the northern plateau. High temperatures will warm into the 80s over the Florida Peninsula, the lower Rio Grande Valley, and parts of the desert Southwest.
Here is the National Weather Service 6 a.m. marine forecast for today and tonight. For waters within 100 nautical miles of the Hawaiian Islands, there are no warnings in effect. A ridge 300 nautical miles north of Honolulu will remain stationary. Winds over coastal waters will be east 15 knots and seas 4 feet. Northwest swell near 5 feet. Offshore weather, a few showers over windward waters. All channels will have east winds 20 knots and seas 8 feet. The Makapu'u Bui Midnight Report, wave height 6 feet, period 7 seconds. The outlook for Saturday calls for winds over coastal waters to be east 10 knots and seas 2 feet. Channel winds will be east 15 knots and seas 4 feet. For waters within 1,000 nautical miles of Honolulu, warnings, storm low, centered at 40 north, 176 west, about 1,500 nautical miles northwest of Honolulu, is moving east-northeast at 25 knots. Winds will be 50 knots and seas 35 feet, within 350 nautical miles of storm low. Winds 40 knots and seas 25 feet elsewhere within 600 nautical miles of storm low. Here is the synopsis and forecast. A high 900 nautical miles north-northeast of Honolulu is moving east-northeast at 25 knots. Ridges extend through 1,300 nautical miles northeast of Honolulu and also through 600 nautical miles north of Honolulu. Another ridge extending from 1,000 nautical miles west to 300 nautical miles north and then to 1,000 nautical miles east-northeast of Honolulu will remain stationary. Within 200 nautical miles of high and ridges, winds 15 knots or less and seas 4 feet or less. South of southernmost ridge, winds east 15 knots and seas 4 feet. Locally, winds 20 knots and seas 8 feet. Over remainder of area, winds 15 knots and seas 4 feet. Locally, winds 20 knots and seas 8 feet. Visibility 1 nautical mile in few thunderstorms, south of 5 north.